Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up tonight, Conan is here. He's going to be talking about The Handmaid's Tale, which is apparently was originally a book. It's now a television series.
It's been a book for quite a while. 1985 was when it was first written. It's been around for a while.
With you tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
So that's coming up. Plus, we got a ton of news to talk about here tonight. McDonald's is now completely leaving Russia after having shut down their stores.
I like how nobody put it yesterday. They're cursing them with good health.
Right.
And they're just going to keep, the question is they going to pull out all their millions of dollars of product that's there probably in refrigerators, freezers, and, you know, everything from, you know, McDonald's trays and bags to food, frozen food and whatnot. And how fast is Russia just going to, just change the name of every single one of those buildings to their own trademark name?
They don't even have to. When is McDonald's going to sue them?
Good point.
If they don't? Oh, no. You're going to sue it, the Russian government and the American
in the Russian court?
Yeah. Come on, man. At a time when America is doing all of everything they can to boycott Russia? Nah.
Yeah, so we can talk about a lot of stuff here tonight. Last night we spent a lot of time looking at this lunatic shooter in Buffalo's 180-page-long manifesto.
I've read more about that. I mean, I've read more of the manifesto, and It's so sad, dude. It is so sad what 4chan, not what 4chan did to this guy, but what this guy did to himself because of what he was reading on 4chan. All he ever really had to do was back away and Google the stuff that he was reading on 4chan to find out whether or not it was true. And he probably would not have become a psychopath. He probably would not have become a mass murderer.
But he said he was already a communist when he was 12 years old, and he just went a little bit more to the right.
I know a bunch of communists who aren't shooting and killing people.
Well, that doesn't mean that they wouldn't. Right? Like communists, look at the history of communism.
Sarah never went on a mass murder spree.
Sure, but she supports it.
There's a big difference between someone ideologically supporting that, like Sarah, and that they probably don't actually support it, and someone who's actually willing to go out and murder.
No doubt. There is a big difference. But, I mean, in the history of communism, the communist administrations have found the people who are willing to go out and murder people, and those people get plenty of jobs, plenty of work. There's plenty of murders.
Certainly, we have those
on
now. I mean, in the American system, we have soldiers, we have police, we have all of those things already. But the point was, like, he rails against the Jews because, of course, he does. He's a white supremacist, and that's what they do. But he quotes parts of the Talmud, or however it's pronounced, I don't know, because I've only ever seen it written. And
Talmud?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. And the verses, or however you refer to them, that he quotes, don't say what he believes they say.
Mm.
Right? He's like, this one says it's okay for, you know, Jews to rape 3-year-old Gentiles or whatever. And that's not at all what it says. In fact, it specifically says it's not okay.
Mm.
So, I mean, if he had just stepped away from 4chan, stopped believing what 4chan told
him. Does he cite 4chan in there?
He mentions 4chan a few times.
Okay.
And 8chan and, you know, his Discord and Stormfront and these other, Daily Stormer, I think, was another one he mentioned. But all he ever had to do was, like, fact-check the stuff that he was reading on 4chan.
No, the information is there. You're certainly right about that. For people that are willing to actually look around, you can find alternative theories. You can find counter-information to whatever it is that that you're looking at. Which is, you know, one of the things that always frustrates me about a lot of the conspiracy theorists out there is they don't ever even bother to type in the name of the conspiracy they're looking at and you know, there are counter guides basically out there to take you through like a conspiracy movie and like, oh, this is what they're lying about here. This is what they're lying about here. I remember,
debunking sites.
Yeah. Debunking. That's the word I'm looking for. And then there's sites that debunk the debunking sites.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, because
we know who funds the debunking sites.
Well, some of them.
It's the same guys who are your Facebook fact checkers.
Maybe.
But some of them are also just like nonsense, right? Like the moon isn't real one, or the earth is flat one. I don't have to believe that George Soros is funding the debunking of the flat Earth hypothesis, right? Because one way or another,
there's enough science nerds out there that are going to do that on their own.
That aligns with, you know, what I believe to be true and where I choose to place my trust. And that, maybe they're all, you know, evil pagan witches or whatever, and they're secretly perpetrating this hoax about how the world is really flat and it's surrounded by ice or whatever, but that doesn't seem very likely to me. And since it doesn't make much of a difference to my life one way or the other, I'm going to choose to believe the one that makes the most sense. And that's usually not any of these kooky conspiracy theorists.
So you're pointing out that there's some very radicalizing information out there on the internet. And the people that are in charge of governments, of course, would like that information to be completely eliminated. So only government, pro-government radicalizing information is out there, because they want all the killers to do their work for them. And Governor Kathy Hochul, that's the woman who took over. She was the lieutenant governor prior to Cuomo being run out on a rail for sexual harassment, like last year or whenever it was. She's back in the news now, BostonHerald.com, with a report from the Tribune News Service, and she's calling the vile online manifesto attributed to the Buffalo shooter, citing it, rather. Governor Hochul on Sunday urged social media companies to crack down on hate speech, calling the websites, quote, instruments of evil, unquote. She says, I'm calling on the CEOs of all the social media platforms to examine their policies and to be able to look me in the eye and tell me that everything is being done that they can to make sure this information is not spread, she told CNN's State of the Union, speaking a day after 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, who is white, killed 10 in an attack targeting black people in Buffalo, New York.
That's a really interesting question. They've gone after Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and the U.S. government has, and they've done all sorts of hearings. They've never targeted 4chan, though. They never dragged in the owners of 4chan and were like, hey, you have to come attend this hearing about censoring people and not allowing this information to be released.
Can they find the owners of 4chan?
I'm pretty sure the owner of 4chan, at least, is publicly known.
I know the 8chan owners were outed at one point. I wonder about the 4chan. I don't know. I don't pay close attention to these things, but you do bring up an interesting question. Presuming you can identify who this person is, you know, why are they not giving him that level of attention?
Has Yuki Nishimura owns 4chan.
There you go. Has anything been said about Twitch?
Yes,
that's where this was streamed to, and that'll be the next target that these lawmakers will want to go after, so that they can control. You got to be real careful with when any of these events take place, because this was, by the way, this wasn't the only shooting that happened last weekend.
No, there were other shootings. Taiwanese guy shot some people up.
But this is the one they're
attacking. Shot at a
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So this is the one they're using as their flag, ship to go after.
Well, this is the racist one, so it's the easiest to use to galvanize people.
And a lot of people actually died, too. But I mean, but when you consider all of the elements, you got the Chans, government wants to control that like you wouldn't believe. Now you got Twitch that's becoming more and more popular and more used throughout the country.
Owned by Amazon, by the way, so whatever the government asks for, Twitch is going to do.
There's that.
There's no doubt about it. But that said, it's still relatively challenging to control something as ephemeral as a live stream. I mean, it's there. It's happening as you speak. So, like, how do you identify what is going on a live stream without relying on users to flag it for you?
I don't think you can. I think users are the only way that they can do that.
Yeah.
They can't. The people at Twitch, they don't have the staff to watch every single live stream.
No, it's not possible. There's millions of them.
Maybe there will be some kind of ID identification process that'll be implemented, where in order to be a Twitch streamer, you have to jump through all these government regulated hoops in order to prove that you're a blue check Twitch streamer.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop people from saying things. Right.
Exactly. The same way taking guns away from the people isn't going to prevent mass killings. People are going to find a way. Twitch crazies or crazy people using, you know, social media are still going to do what they do. But government's going to get involved anyways, and they're going to take more of our rights from us, take more of our freedom from us.
Right.
In order to say that they're protecting us, they say that they're doing something, but in our reality, they're just making life more difficult.
Well, and that's the frustration here, is not because I agree with this killer. I think he's an awful person. He's an authoritarian, as he describes himself, an authoritarian leftist, basically. You can see that in his 180-page manifesto. But, you know, he should still have the freedom to say whatever it is that he wants to. That way his ideas can be countered. That
Correct.
Way his ideas can be talked about and rejected by better ideas being presented. But if we keep, you know, keep these ideas out of discussion, keep them oppressed, they will remain in places like the underground, and I don't think that's a good plan. We'll continue.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, you're invited to join us here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about, ultimately, freedom of speech here. And, of course, freedom of speech is not designed to protect popular speech. You don't need to protect that.
Nope.
It's designed to protect unpopular speech, the stuff that makes you feel uncomfortable, ugly,
icky,
yucky, scary, maybe even. The speech that people don't really want to hear, that's what needs to be protected. But that is what is, of course, under attack by these government goons like Governor Kathy Hochul, the New York top goon over there in their gang squad. With you tonight, it's Ian.
All right, yeah.
And Conan.
Bitcoin.com, great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency. By the way, the shooter in Buffalo, he is anti-cryptocurrency. That is crystal clear in his 180-page rambling manifesto that we examined last night.
Dude, he has a section in there that's just memes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
His manifesto. Like,
does he go into depth why he is he's not a fan? Because I've noticed this recently about a lot of very very strong left leaning Marxists hate crypto for some reason. It's like why? I don't even get it.
It's an invention of libertarians essentially.
Because they say that they think the Jews control it or something, or just another oddball.
They hate libertarians, and cryptocurrency is steeped in libertarianism.
Yeah, but lots of capitalists. Is it because capitalists own? It's a capitalist method, means.
No, I think it's just because they oppose libertarianism for ideological reasons, so the preferred currency of libertarians is garbage to them.
Well, maybe that's it. And we'd have to get one of them on the air to clarify, and I don't think Sarah's going to qualify. But I think that what it could also be is they realize that they cannot control it. So, like all central planners, they are against it from a philosophical perspective.
But he's in favor of gold, and they can't control gold either.
He sees why fiat is a bad idea, but he addresses it here on page 56 of his 180 pages. He says, cryptocurrency is one way to escape fiat and is quite valuable in the way that one can trade online with it easily, but it's a bad idea to hold wealth for various reasons. He says, one, it doesn't have any real value, any value in real-world application and cannot be used in the real world as a resource. Well, that's straight up wrong.
So this is an anti-property guy.
He's a leftist.
Yeah. So I mean that explains why they don't like crypto. But why would he like gold though? Because that's something that holds value and you use to, well, not really.
He's against fiat. He sees the scam in the Federal Reserve. He talks about that in the paragraph prior to what I'm reading you right now. Number two reason he is against crypto, he says it's technology dependent and completely traceable, which means globo homo knows. Now that's slang for government or something.
I don't know. I never found any explanation of what globo homo means.
I've seen it on like 4chan, but I didn't take the time to go to Urban Dictionary and look it up.
I've never seen it prior to reading this guy's manifesto, so...
It's a combination of global and homosexual, used to sarcastically denote the predominant philosophy espoused by the Western economic elite, formerly known as neoliberalism. It combines ruthless capitalism by transitional corporations with a facade of socially liberal politics, so says Urban Dictionary.
So fascism that pretends to care.
Number three, he says it can be infinitely replicated without restrictions. There's an infinite amount of cryptocurrencies that can be made. Well, that's actually a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, and that's a garbage argument. Like, most of those aren't going to have any value. The idea here being that, you know, if I create Bitcoin Aria, it somehow detracts from the value of Bitcoin Core.
Not at all.
It would be the case with USD. You know, if I created 10 billion USD, it would detract from the value of all the other USD out there. But that's exactly it. It's that Bitcoin Aria or whatever is not Bitcoin Core.
Yeah, you could probably sum up the top... if you go to coinmarketcap.com and you look, there's close to 20,000 cryptocurrencies, I think, that they're currently keeping an eye on that website.
And that doesn't include all of them by a long shot.
And I bet you, I haven't looked at this, but I bet you the bottom 19,000 of them probably in total aren't worth more than a few million dollars. There's just no value.
I don't believe it.
There's no value to them. You can spin up your own copy of Bitcoin tonight if you want to. If you have the technical know-how, you can take the Bitcoin code, you can copy it, and you can start your own miner, and you can go to town on ArriaCoin or whatever. And that doesn't give ArriaCoin any value.
Nope.
Only the market can do that.
And you don't even need to do that. You can just create a new Ethereum token.
That's even easier.
Yeah. That's a few clicks, and there you go. That's not detracting from the value of Ethereum, and it's not detracting from the value of Ethereum tokens.
Nor is it adding to the value of Ethereum either.
No, it's just wasting Ethereum to make a coin that no one is ever going to use or care about.
It is, number four is next point. It is toxic to the environment through endless mining and overuse of graphic
cards.
That's
another one. Yeah, so are credit cards, idiots.
And all the banks.
When you think of all of the credit card transactions, the millions of transactions that are taking place every day, how do you think that gets to the bank?
Well, even if he's right, that only applies to proof-of-work coins. And so far, there's been no fundamental flaw found with proof-of-stake that prevents it from being viable as a methodology. Mm. Ethereum is slowly moving to proof-of-stake. There are proof-of-stake coins out there like Blackcoin already that exist, and they're doing just fine. So we could easily move to proof-of-stake. If it was true, if it was proven to be true that, yes, Bitcoin and proof-of-work is destroying the environment, okay, well, we still already have another solution ready to be rolled out that doesn't have that issue.
And one other thing when it comes to energy consumption, this is why the power plants, who are in peak hours, which they have more energy they can consume, they can use, they can't store it, what better thing to use it on except
Bitcoin mining.
Or any kind of crypto mining. So you,
and they say
otherwise you lose that energy.
And they say it doesn't produce anything, and that's fundamentally true, and you prove that it isn't true. You use miners to heat part of your house.
If you're in New England.
That is an actual product, a thing that is being produced by the mining of cryptocurrency
heat.
That is real. the world runs on heat, right? Producing heat's a big deal.
So what am I going to do this summer? Except move everything down to the basement. Turn them off.
Number five, this is total throwaway reason, is absolutely worthless and only takes up space as a file on a drive. Well, we know that's obviously not true.
It's on multiple drives, thank you.
The current market is like $1.5 trillion for market caps for all the cryptocurrencies combined. So
that's pretty good considering how far they're down.
Yeah, obviously not worthless in any way, shape, or form. He goes on to say crypto is completely based on the greater fool theory. As long as there's a sucker willing to spend their fiat money on it, it will have value. And then he says, I can't explain it any better
than this. So he hates fiat. He understands the problem with fiat, but he thinks that other currencies can only get value from fiat?
That's the way he thinks. And then he links to JacobinMag.com, which is a socialist rag. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're like a hard left magazine. And links to an attack piece that they wrote about cryptocurrency.
Hard left racist, man. Yeah. This is so weird.
That's who this is. He goes on to claim that the entirety of cryptocurrency is a scam, fraud, Ponzi scheme, and a waste of money. And then he goes off on to why he thinks precious metals are a better solution. The number is 603-283-6160. But the point I wanted to get to here is that the New York governor is calling for a crackdown on social media. And I want to talk about what that actually means for freedom of speech. And you can join us here at 603-283-6160. Learn more about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Learn the truth about cryptocurrency over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle, the CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday. Senator Joe Manchin said his chief priority now is helping Ukraine win its war against Russia. That may throw President Joe Biden's stalled economic agenda even farther down the to-do list. The measure being considered would give $40 billion in aid to help the war-torn country fight off the Russian invasion. A final vote on the measure is expected later this week. Republicans like Rand Paul of Kentucky have delayed passage of the measure over concerns about how the money would be spent. This is USA Radio News. It keeps costing more to fill up.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
And that's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to honor the victims in Saturday's mass shooting. The Bidens visited the makeshift memorial near the Tops Market, where 10 people lost their lives. The president and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. UFOs mark the main topic on Capitol Hill Tuesday, where U.S. leaders discuss them for the first time in more than 50 years. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about The Handmaid's Tale. And I guess Conan will be talking about it because he actually read the book. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Why it's relevant. We're also discussing the called for crackdown by the New York governor, Kathy Hochul. She says that social media needs to stop people from sharing their opinions about things that she doesn't like.
Well, we knew this was coming, right? Like, if you read the manifesto, it's clear. I mean, it seems like it was...
the Buffalo shooter.
Yes. It seems like it was tailor-made to give the elites an excuse, an argument, a document to which they could point and say, see, social media radicalized this person.
Mm-hmm. And who's to say there wasn't some department that had any...
A lot of people believe the FBI was
had any help in putting that together.
Why wouldn't they be? They plotted to kidnap the governor of Michigan recently. They're constantly doing crap like this.
Sure, yeah. We've seen so many examples of them ginning up terrorism strikes where none already existed. They find an easy dupe to push ideas onto, and then they pay him, and they give him a hotel room, and they give him a fake bomb. Yeah.
It's very likely the entire user base of 4chan was like this one guy and a bunch of FBI agents.
Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line.
And bots. Bots and FBI agents.
Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Speaking very much of the FBI's activities
people are saying that that this Buffalo shooting was, you know, they knew he was on the edge, and I mean, they actually put this guy in the mental hospital to...
Well, he'd been evaluated plenty of times before. He threatened to shoot up his school or something to that effect, and nothing ever came of that.
He was actually put in a mental ward? I didn't know that background on him.
Yeah, you go to the January 6th things, they say that was also, you know, FBI sourced, you know, the Gretchen, what's her name, in Michigan, so-called kidnapping. This, you know, it goes all the way back to the Oklahoma City bombing. I think that there were,
Yeah, there's long been theories about Oklahoma City and elsewhere. Thank you,
Bradley, for the call. That's McVeigh, right?
Ostensibly, yeah. Supposedly. I mean, he's the guy that went to prison for it. And they say there was another guy that was involved in it with him that never got caught.
I don't think the FBI was involved in the January the 6th thing, to be honest, because...
How do you explain them letting them in the side door?
Something would have actually transpired, right? When the FBI is involved with these things, there is an actual mass shooting more often than not, or an actual kidnapping.
The whole purpose of this was to justify more government, more troops in D.C., more fear.
Yeah, but if that was their plan, they really, if to achieve that, they really should have gone in there and killed a bunch of people.
Well,
that would have been the way to achieve that. Like, this is what they did here with
the rioters or the security.
I mean, if the FBI wanted more government and they staged the entire January 6th thing or helped plan it or whatever in order to create a need for more government, I don't think they really succeeded because...
They're still talking about it. They're still dealing with this. Trials are still taking place as we
speak.
There's
been a lot of claims that the FBI was absolutely involved. There's certain people that did not get arrested.
You had one particular clown who's out there inciting that they entered the building, and all the while Alex Jones is saying, no, don't go in the building, erg. And he had one guy out there who was like, yeah, here we go.
Well, and the suspicion as to why they haven't arrested some of these people who they obviously can identify is because they were agents.
Or at least informants.
Yeah.
It just doesn't fit with the FBI and how they normally do things, though. I mean, they would have gone to this. Someone would have died.
Well, that's not necessarily true. In all of the terrorist so-called strikes that they've prevented, quote-unquote, the ones that they created in the first place, they didn't give those people real bombs and send them out to do real terror. They gave them a fake bomb and then arrested them as soon as the person accepts the fake bomb.
Well, you can't arrest them until they actually try something nefarious.
Well, you could for conspiracy, but that gives them an extra charge when they actually take the first step.
And it makes the news. Otherwise, you would never hear about it.
Well, and so you've got those examples where no one died. And then you've got just the whole idea of, do they really want to kill their buddies? I mean, the people that are in D.C., they're their coworkers, right? I mean, they certainly would if they felt like they needed to, but they were able to successfully get thousands of National Guardsmen in the streets of D.C. simply by doing this one event.
True.
So... and that's something I have not looked deeply into, but I have seen the footage from the inside of the Capitol building on, I think it was like one of the side doors, where a couple of so-called protesters, who apparently are two of those who have not been arrested, clearly walk up to the side door and they try to open it, and then they look up at the camera.
I haven't seen this one.
And that, as though they are, like, communicating with whoever it is that is at the cameras who has control over the magnetic locks on the doors. Kind of like how we were talking about jails. There's always somebody monitoring, you know, the cameras and the doors. And then all of a sudden the door is unlocked. And they're able to open the thing up and let a crowd of people come into to the building.
I haven't looked into whether or not it could have been staged by the FBI or planned by the FBI.
There's a lot of people who are.
I'm sure, you know, there's evidence for it. I'm sure there's evidence against it. But to me, it doesn't fundamentally change anything whether it was or wasn't.
I don't know.
Orchestrated by the FBI.
I haven't been in solitary confinement for a year either. Mm-hmm. I mean, your mind might be changed if you were one of these clowns. Just a normal old person who... was just following the crowd and decided you take yourself a little keepsake, you know, someone's pen off their desk or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And the next thing you know...
The guy who went there, he goes to prison tomorrow to serve his 90-day sentence.
For what? If trespassing?
I don't know exactly what the charge was.
He bled out, right?
Dudes all over this country who went to this event got suckered in. By the way, my dad was at this thing. Not in the building. He was at the Trump event.
Uh-huh.
And then nowhere near the Capitol. But, there's a lot of people who were just in the vicinity who got suckered into this, and this is all they're talking about.
Mm.
And they're making it sound like this has never happened before. There have been plenty of events that have taken place at the Capitol, bombings, people storming the building with weapons.
But not this many people.
Wasn't there some Democratic
They bombed the damn building in the past.
Wasn't there a Democratic, intern or something whose car blew up?
I've not heard that one.
Okay. I could be mistaken.
Well, they have definitely blown this so far out of proportion. It's dumb. It's just stupid at this point. Why are you still talking about this? There are other things. There are other events that
are taking
place.
They're getting political points off of this.
People are feeding up. There's a certain faction who are feeding. They feed off of this type of fear, this type of forewarning.
Well, people like Kathy Hochul, the New York Democrat.
Oh, and she probably doesn't, just like Gretchen Whitmer, that we were just talking about. Hochul probably doesn't give a flip about this, but she is definitely using it.
This is how she's going to get reelected.
Yep.
Well, and now she's using the shooting in Buffalo as an excuse to demand that social media, quote, the second it hits the platform, they have to identify when information like this needs to be taken down because this is spreading like wildfire. These theories that result in the radicalization of a young person sitting in their house is deeply scary, and it's something that has to be dealt with.
So what is the way to sit in his house for 2 years during a lockdown then?
Right. Yeah, you created this. So what do? They push it further underground by canceling out and causing people to have to go dark web.
Right, because that's what you were saying earlier, Arya, is this guy got radicalized on 4chan, which is where a bunch of these people hang out.
And he specifically says it was during the lockdown when he got bored and had nothing else to do.
That's right. So if he were able to post about these ideas on social media, he might find someone to oppose him. There might actually be people who disagree with him there. Whereas if it's on the darknet or the underground or 4chan, then you're going to just have a bunch of people piling on saying, "Yeah, buddy, you're right."
Considering how many people just love they live to argue on the internet.
Sure,
I could guarantee you there'd be whatever group he'd be in if he was open. There'd be some clown who'd be like, "Nope, I got to argue with this guy for the next night."
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next for us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here at the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
All right.
And Conan. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. Find them over there, and they're free. FreeTalkLive.com. We do like freedom of speech here, and that means that ugly speech needs to be protected. Of course, it's the hardest to defend, because no one wants to take the side of a lunatic shooter who murdered people over the weekend. I certainly don't agree with what this person believes. However, I think
he's wrong in countless ways.
Yeah, I think he should have the right to express himself. Now, I do understand that places like Twitch and YouTube and, you know, Facebook or whatever, these are private forums. These are private property, and they can set whatever rules they want to, and they're big mega tech corporations, so they're going to do whatever it is governesses like Kathy Hochul demand that they do, the New York governor. She's saying she wants them to crack down the, quote, second it hits the platform, it needs to be taken down. She says that she was talking about this replacement theory, which is popular on the far right. The doctrine holds that people of color are replacing whites with help from elites. She calls the theory truly disgusting.
This is the thing I don't get, though. Like, even if all of this was true, because the manifesto, it did say this, like, you know, I can't live in this world knowing the white race is going to be extinguished and replaced. Like, okay, first of all, you won't even be alive when it happens, so what do you care? But even if you were going to be alive, what do you care? What does it matter? Why are people so attached to this idea of, oh, my particular skin color must live on?
I guess it's their only sense of identity. It's really sad.
It is sad.
Well, these are, this guy is an identitarian.
Yeah.
And not just a racist. He's a, you know, it's more specific than that. And this is all he cares about. I think that these people, they see minority groups who have like a community. They have a family. And I think that on some level they might be envious. I think they might want that themselves, and so they get together with their other white friends. And by the way,
they're mistaken on that point, and that's where the big disconnect comes in. There are plenty of strong Italian communities, French communities, British communities, German communities.
Well, I think these. I think, white, I think these. I think these displaced, and by the way, identitarians could be any race.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this
black nationalists,
but they only ever call out white identitarians.
Sure.
But
I think
because we've white people, white heterosexuals in this country have been demonized to such an extent that some people don't even want to be identified that way anymore. So they find other outlets, and or the ones who are knuckling under, and they're putting their foot down and saying, no, I'm not budging. They become this guy. They start to build their own community. And I don't, if this guy even had friends.
I mean,
might be part of the problem.
You were on with Chris Cantwell on more than one occasion, yeah. And while I don't think he would describe himself as a leftist, as this person did, they clearly share a lot of beliefs.
He was definitely a social nationalist.
He was an authoritarian. He was a white nationalist.
He was a fascist.
And I think he would have said something to the effect of, the reason why it's important to them is because they believe that some races are better than others, right? Like, that's the definition of a racist, right? Someone who's a racist believes that a particular race is superior to other races. And while if you push Chris Cantwell, he will admit to you that he actually believes Jewish people are superior to white people.
Yes, he will. He has.
Didn't he have a bunch of Jewish girlfriends, one after another?
No, I don't think.
No, he still hates them.
Or is that just Hitler?
Yeah.
But he's realistic enough. I mean, he knows if his ideology is correct, then the Jews have to be better at existing and thriving than white people in order for the Jews to be capable of exterminating white people. That's just all there is to it, right?
Well, plus they're incredibly successful financially.
It's just natural competition, right?
But they still believe that white people are better than other races of people. And so, to answer your question, the reason is that they want to purify the race or whatever, is they don't want any mixing going on to where those other races in their mind, the inferior ones, would then bring them down. So that's what that's my understanding of this whole racial purity thing.
Did this guy have any of that type of commentary in his manifesto?
I didn't read all the 180 pages.
I think some of these types that I have met in the past, I think they're concerned with becoming the minority and becoming the bottom of the pyramid,
becoming
disposed of when they lose enough numbers, enough strength.
That's just projection, man.
These are authoritarians.
That is this a concern is, of
know,
these people.
People who want to go invade other countries and want to build walls, they are in fact projecting.
Yes, because
they would. Why do I need to build a wall? Because
keep out the other.
Yeah, which is exactly what they want to do. They want to go invade other countries and take their resources. So,
well, this guy claims he doesn't want to invade other countries. He claims that everyone should separate, so therefore the different races can live in different places.
He thinks that the United States is a white country, and he wants to make it. He wants to restore its whitehood and make sure that it stays white.
Through violence, if necessary.
He wrote, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not lying, he thinks, he legitimately believes that black people invaded the United States. he specifically says this, I don't mind black people, I just think it's wrong that they invaded the United States. Like, he's so wrong in so many ways that he reaches that point where he's just not even wrong. He's just a lunatic.
So here we are promoting free speech and preventing this type of person from being pushed underground into the shadows where he could.
Which is what the governor of New York wants.
Exactly. So if we are going to have 100% full free speech where this guy could be on, he could be on Facebook right now where my mom is, mm-hmm. and he's spouting this type of nonsense. Do you think there would actually be help for this type of person? Do you think that this would be fixable, or would it never even occur in the first place because he wouldn't have been
pushed
into the dark?
Poe's Law says that the best way to get the correct answer on the Internet is to give the incorrect answer. And the reason I say Poe's Law is because that's incorrect.
Because of all the people who want to come out and...
If you post that statement on Facebook, you will immediately, within an hour, have someone come and say, no, that's not Poe's Law, that's actually X's Law, because I don't remember what it actually is. But it's 100% true. People cannot stand to see someone on the Internet who they think is wrong.
I didn't know there was a word for it. That's what I said earlier. It makes perfect sense. So, yeah, okay, well, I just answered my question. But no, Hochul, you're on the wrong track here. This is not what you want to do.
And like, well, I think, she is on the right track as an authoritarian.
As an authoritarian. And by the way,
that's what she does.
As I said earlier, I don't believe that she cares two flips about this guy or the people who died.
No, she cares about power.
Oh, yeah.
She cares about control, as does Chuck Schumer, who they also cite in this story from Boston Herald. He also called for the crackdown by social media. Quote, "We must address the disturbing reality that the Internet and social media enable purveyors of evil to spread their wicked words, to poison the minds of others." So all of this language around, well, language, all poison,
going down the rabbit hole.
And it's spreading, purveyors of evil. They're talking about free speech, and they're using terms like this to literally demonize speech.
They've been saying for years, though, that hate speech isn't free speech. So this is just a more... I mean, once they got people to accept that idea, even if it wasn't widely accepted, it just became a matter of time before they were actually weaponizing that and putting that to use in order to prevent that free speech from being heard. I'm with you, man. Hate speech, it sucks. It's evil, and we should counter it with our own speech.
So that's it. I mean, that's basically the story. And you know the mainstream... big tech corporations, they're going to hop in line and they're going to do all this stuff. So
because the Zuckerbergs of this world, they also want this type of power. Because who knows where he's, you know.
And they want to cozy up with the politicians too. And they want to be buddy buddy with these politicians so they can be protected by them is what they believe. So that's that story. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here at 603-283-6160.
It's Cunningham's Law, by the way. The best way to get the right answer on the Internet is not to ask a question. It's to post the wrong answer. And that's absolutely
correct.
I love
it. I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
You know what? You have Quora? Where you ask a question.
Quora was the first place I ever heard about Cunningham's Law.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, when I look at that site, it always seems to me there's at least one answer in there somewhere that is just so completely backwards wrong. Mm. It's like, are you trolling? Or did you? Or maybe this is, what is it called?
Know.
Maybe it is Cunningham's, where someone actually put the wrong answer on purpose. Just to get the you know, the guy, someone who's going to write a thesis, they're going to write a whole article on the answer to, I don't know, whatever was asked.
Man, I used to love Quora, though. Before they monetized and everyone's answers became hidden behind a paywall.
That
because,
sucks.
Oh, I want to make 3 cents instead of sharing information.
Damn.
And before they got taken over by the left during the Trump campaign, it was such an amazing sight.
We got more coming up here. Conan wants to get into
The Handmaid's Tale.
What is it? Maybe, I'm not that familiar with it. I heard there was a TV show. It's about babies, barren women, and
dystopian,
sort of fascist thing.
Dystopian liberal future.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the way here. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.